Welcome back to the Rip City Rundown Podcast, episode 131. And this is the first time you got all three of us here since, I believe, September, which is a long time ago. But this is one of the best parts of the season for the Blazers, and really this Blazer podcast's lifespan. You know, we started this podcast post or during the 2021 series against Denver, so we haven't actually won a playoff series with this podcast being in existence, which is kind of crazy to talk about. But best parts of the year normally are lottery and off season, and that is what we are going to talk about a lot today. The lottery is on Monday night. The Blazers have the 10th best odds. We can get into that as we get later in the video. Cody, how are you doing? Are you enjoying your playoffs? You know, no Dame left is unfortunate. And we'll talk about the Dame injury. That's a big storyline.
No, we'll touch on that. I'm doing well. I'm enjoying my time watching the other teams when the Blazers are not in the playoffs. It obviously sucks, but it does, you know, a little fun at the same time to focus, I guess, on the other teams. You know, I'm happy with our team. You know, honestly, I'm happy with our season. If you were to tell me in, I guess, October when the season started that this is how it would play out, I would take that. So, I'm doing good. I'm happy. I'm excited. The weather's getting warm. The draft is coming around the corner. It's exciting time, honestly.
You know, West, Cody said he was happy with the season. What about you?
We've touched on it. I'm fine. I'm at peace with it now, but I do wish it's good. It's good that we were good, like better, but I wish we had committed to, but again, you're not guaranteed anything in the lottery. That's what I'm telling myself now, since we're picking 10th most likely, but I want to ask you guys something, Cole. You said we haven't won a playoff series. Do you think there's any team in the playoffs this year that we could have beaten in a 7-game series?
That's a great question. I think out east, we could have beaten Miami. And we could have beaten Orlando. We sneaky could have beaten the Bucks. That's not even a crazy take, because even before the Dame injury, like, we've got guys we can throw at Giannis, and they can't guard. So, yeah. And I think on the west side, you could have argued we could have been the Grizzlies.
East, we would have made the playoffs, or at least the play-in, if we had our record in the East. That's how weak the East was anyway.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Should we just touch on the Dame injury quick?
I mean,
sure. I mean,
fortunately.
Do you think he will, like, be anything similar when he comes back?
No. I hope so. You know, you compare the injuries to, like, the Klay Thompson. He's not back to where he was. You can compare it to Kevin Durant, who is back to what he was. He's still insane today. So, I don't know. Yeah. It's hard.
I'd say no. I mean, maybe he can get back to what he was, like, maybe this year. But even this year, like, this version of Damian Lillard probably wasn't good enough to, like, be, I mean, maybe the second best player on, I think he could have been the second best player on a championship team, because if you put him on a better surrounding core than the Bucks.
So is Jaylen Brown better than Dame?
No, that's why I was saying, like, Dame could easily be that. But, like, for specifically the Bucks, like,
the Bucks
don't
see
a world where the Bucks have any chance of contending.
Let's go back to Blazer land. Enough negativity.
Yeah. Let's talk odds. But seriously, though, I've loved watching Dame with the Bucks. So that is really unfortunate.
The narrative, guys, has been Cooper Flagg, Portland would be the perfect fit, whatever. And the Wemby draft, where we drafted Scoot, we were this close to the first overall pick. Obviously, I'm happy with Scoot, whatever, but, like, we were that close to the first overall pick. So can we get some reminiscence here? I don't know.
The lottery is important, because Dame wouldn't have gotten hurt here if we had gotten Wemby, because Dame wouldn't have gone to Milwaukee. He would have stayed in Portland, and he wouldn't have overworked his body, because the rest of this team is so bad. And Doc wouldn't have brought him back too early.
All right, we got to keep Wes on the train tracks here. We're going to go through the odds right now. Utah, Washington, and Charlotte have the best odds at the first overall pick, all 14%. Then I'm not going to go through percentages, but we're looking at New Orleans, Philadelphia, as long as it stays, like, top seven, I think. Brooklyn, Toronto, San Antonio, Phoenix, whose pick goes to Houston, and then Portland is at 10. I'm going to go through a little thought exercise, and I want you guys to be as unbiased truly as possible. I'm going to say, would the league rather have Cooper Flagg on Portland or this team? And I need you to give me as unbiased as you can, okay?
Okay.
Utah. Would they rather him be in Utah than Portland?
Portland.
Portland.
I would probably say Portland as well. Washington.
Portland.
Portland, easily.
I'm going to say Portland. Not as easily, but Portland.
Well,
Charlotte.
Portland.
LaMelo.
That one's interesting just because he went to Duke and he could stay in. But there's such a badly run franchise. I'm going to say Portland.
I'd say Charlotte.
I think I'd say Charlotte, too, because they could Lee could market a lot off a LaMelo coup.
What are we saying? The NBA's going to rig us?
No, I'm just saying, like, it's just a thought exercise.
Okay. I think we have the best. I think other than, well, keep going.
Keep going.
New Orleans.
Oh, my gosh, Portland.
Yeah.
Zion doesn't deserve Portland.
Oh, yeah. Zion. I think
you saw what New Orleans did to Zion.
Guys, I think Zion could be a Blazer next season. I'm kidding, but.
What about Jaylen Brown? You are a Blazer.
Jaylen Brown, you are a Portland Trailblazer. What about Philly?
That one's interesting because I've seen things where if they got it, they'd probably they'd trade Embiid.
I could see
If you do, I guess what you're asking is like, I would probably say Philly.
Yeah, I'm just gonna go through and all the rest of the teams will let me know if any of them after I read them would pique your interest. A Brooklyn, Toronto, San Antonio, Houston.
San Antonio
would be scary, bro.
Yeah. Dallas, Chicago, Atlanta, San Antonio. Like San Antonio actually has two lottery picks, so
San Antonio also does not deserve Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, exactly. That's the other question. Who of these teams deserve Cooper Flagg? I think we can say Charlotte deserves Cooper Flagg because they've been so bad for so long. But it's the fine line of like he deserves to go to a team that's been bad, but you also want him to go to a team that actually can be run well.
Portland has infrastructure.
Exactly. Like I really think the league would be really happy. I'm not saying they're not rigging it for Portland. That's a fallacy. That is insane to think about. I don't even know if fallacy was the right word.
Sure. Just kidding.
But I think the league would be very satisfied if he ended up with Portland. That's all I'm saying. So
what are our odds for the first overall pick exactly?
3.7.
3.7. So 1 out of 30 times. Hey, let's do it.
You know, happened
before. I am a little. This can go back to how we handled the end of the season. I'm still kind of shocked on how we handled it. With why didn't we just go for it if we were going to try to go for it? Because we could have afforded 3 more wins and still had the 10th spot, but. If we lost 3 more times, we could have had the 8th spot. So, we kind of we truly ended up in purgatory for no reason.
It was poor how we ended the season. Like, I feel like we didn't have a distinctive direction. We were like, oh, we can make the play and let's win some games. And then we were playing the Bulls or something. We pulled our guys in a totally winnable game and in a position where we were still in contention for the play-in. And then we just jump ship, so that kind of sucks. I'm not happy with how our front office handled that, to be honest. Really frustrating, actually.
I honestly agree. Now a good thought on that is could you have argued the reason we did that is because throughout the whole season Chauncey was trying to win to try to secure maybe his job for next year, and Joe said, hey, your job's safe next season, now we can officially start tanking?
Well, I think that's probably was a part of it, but I still think the blame falls on Joe because you need to have the foresight to anticipate that if you don't give him job security.
Exactly.
You're his boss. It's still on Joe regardless. And I don't blame Chauncey for trying to prove he can coach and prove he has the locker room, you know,
Cody.
The Thunder coach was allowed to be trash.
Exactly. And that's a good thing. Cody, you obviously haven't been on the pod since the Chauncey fire, or not firing. Sorry, my brain is just wired weirdly. The Chauncey extension, and me and Wes will probably give at least maybe a couple more thoughts because it happened literally live on last episode. Cody, what do you think about the Chauncey extension? And how does it compare to the Joe extension? Are they both similarly, you feel the same way or what?
I think the Joe extension, I'd say he deserves it more. I feel like he's constructed this team to a point where you can actually anticipate and see us, making a run for the play-in, the playoffs in the next years or a few years. Chauncey extension, I've always had mixed feelings of him. This is I guess he just ended year 4. So he'll be going into year 5. Am I correct on that?
It's either end of year four or he's going into
like look, that. That's a long year five. That's a long time to be a bad coach and still be in the league. 5 years is crazy work. I mean, you see Michael Malone 2 years ago, he just won the championship and he got fired. So,
I mean, as blunt as that sounds, like that's pretty good take. Like,
but anyway,
it's very rare for a coach to get this much of a leash.
To get to the point, I'm okay with it. I'm not sitting here like, dang it, I wish we moved on from him. I probably would have leaned moving on to a different coach, but then again, you feel the connection with Scoot and Shaden, so you can't be mad at the decision. I would have been mad if we like extended 3 years or something like that, but I'm happy it's one, right?
I actually don't know. It might be
three. One and an option or something. I mean, yeah.
I don't know what the extension is. I don't even know if they
released I do feel them. Like a big reason he's got re-signed is because of the connection he has with the players. I could see Chauncey being the coach that like gets us to the playoffs, but and this is like a conversation for the years to come. Like, is he the coach that can elevate you in the play? Is he the coach that's going to like win with this team? The answer is probably no. But I could see him kind of being the, like, kind of like how Mark Jackson was with the Warriors, kind of build it. Cause like we think Mark Jackson's a goober too.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's a pretty great case scenario. Like, I mean, if I gave you the over under at 2.5 more years, is Chauncey coaching 3 more years?
That's a great line.
That's so long.
Because I think we can all agree that we think the Blazers are going to continue to progress. And I think we would all agree if we said, are the Blazers going to make the playoffs within the next 2 years? I think we'd even say that. I think we'd say we think we could probably make the play-in next year and probably a playoffs the year after that, or in any order, however. And if that's the case, you have to think, I doubt they would fire a Chauncey after. Like, I could see them firing him after 2 playoff appearances and no success or something, but I don't know.
We could very well
be seeing Chauncey 8 years as the coach, which is wild.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It just kind of feels like we're due for like a number one pick.
I mean, looking at their past history, we've been talking about the one pick the whole time. We should be talking about realistic. Like, what do we do if we actually do get the 10th pick? But before I do that, just a remind everyone for some history. So last year we jumped to 7th. No, we stayed the same.
Roughly. I think we were around the same. Maybe even dropped one. I don't know.
7th pick.
I think we dropped.
Year before we jumped a lot. Almost got Wemby. Jumped to the 3rd though. That was lucky. The year before we dropped 7th.
I think we stayed 7.
And we're happy with Shaden, obviously, I think. I think we've made fine picks the last 3 years, but
2021, did we take?
We didn't. We were in the lottery because we...
Due for number one pick, I don't know if I'd say that.
I don't know if we had that pick because of Rocco.
Oh, that's probably what... I mean, we picked first in 07. Oh, sorry. We're due for a healthy number one pick. How about that?
Fun. Yeah.
Greg?
I mean, have we had 2 number one picks in our history? It was Bowie. No, Bowie was 2nd.
Yeah.
No one else has been number one for us? I don't know. I know LA was like 2, I think. Dame was 6.
I mean, D-Roy, when you put it that way, we are due 6. For number one overall pick. But anyway, we should really be talking about, okay, we get the 10th pick, what happens? We get the 8th pick, 7th pick, what happens? We drop, like, what happens, you know? Let's talk about
that. I want to say, how do I find? Oh, pick odds. Yeah, here we go. So we actually are all... Our only possibilities we could get for picks is we have a 63% chance at the number 10 pick, an 18% chance at number 11, a 1.2% chance at number 12. We physically cannot get pick 5 through 9. If we jump, if our name does not get shown at pick number 10, that means we are top 4.
Holy.
So, which I hate, by the way. I wish they would just be like, if you have a 10% chance at getting this pick, then you have 10 balls on this pick. If you have a 5%, they do it in such a weird mathematical way, which I feel like is a little complicated.
Can I read out this mock draft from CBS Sports from earlier today? All right. Cooper Flagg 1 to the Jazz. Dylan Harper 2 to the Wizards. Trey Johnson 3 to the Hornets. He's been a riser. VJ Edgecombe 4 to the Pelicans. Ace Bailey to the Sixers at 5. Con going 6. Con Knipple. Colin Murray Boyles. Interesting. Going 7. Malawak going 8, Jeremiah Fears going 9, and they have us taking Rashear Fleming out of St. Joseph at 10, But people that I think are going to be there are going to be, I mean, we'll see where Con Knipple goes, but I think Con is in 10, I don't know. Derek Queen's one I've heard a lot. People like him just because he's like got playmaking and he could like play power forward next to Klingon.
I think we're at the point where it doesn't matter position wise. Like you can take anybody. Does. Like really?
Why would we draft Jeremiah Fears?
Okay, yeah, but like if a like, guy like
dude, when's the like we're not taking a guard.
I don't know.
We could.
I think.
Would you take Casper?
I think you could. We're not taking a small guard. If we were to take like 6'6 Yakahonis out of Illinois, or if we were to take
Igor Demon,
like I see that as a possibility. But my hope is for Khan if we end up in the 10 range, but he's not dropping to us. I'm sorry. We're in a rough spot, honestly.
The conversation we always talk about is what is the Blazers' path to get the championship?
All right, question.
Every time. Sorry. What was that?
I said, I just had a question. Would you trade number 10, Ant, Jeremy, DeAndre Ayton, and Jody Allen for number one?
Of course I would.
All yeah, right, throw Chauncey and Joe in there too, and we definitely have a deal. Throw him a salary dump.
Anyway, back to what I was saying. The conversation always is about how do we turn our team into a contention, and what we say every single time is who is going to be that star. Can we get that? Can we draft that guy this June, you think?
I don't think you're getting that if it's not the top four. I really think, you know, honestly, we say it every year. We're like, are we going to trade the pick? We obviously never made a big trade for an all-star.
Denny?
For an all-star.
Denny?
All-star at the time.
Fair.
Where people are like, the Blazers are bringing in an all-star player. Like, Jeremy was the closest to that, but like, we gave up Jack for him. Like, he's not that. I don't know. Is this the year that we package number 10 and Ant, package number 10 and Jeremy in a future pick, and we go trade for the
Zion?
I don't know who it is. I'll just say the. Do we trade for Devin Booker? Do we trade for Zion? Do we trade
because there are teams that have better pack like Houston.
I agree, but I think that. That's why it's more like probably like the second tier all-star. I don't know. Do I think we're doing it? No, because I think Joe Cronin's approach is more like build from within, which
yeah,
by all means it's fine right now, but I do think
that what Neil did though.
You know,
I do think in 3 years we're going to have the same conversation of are we going to make the move? So I don't know.
Okay. Genuine question. Would you rather pick 10 and have the current, like just pick 10, or get the first pick, but Neil Olshey becomes the GM again?
That.
Obviously that.
Well, I don't know.
What
do you mean, I don't know?
We were praising Neil for a long time.
Yeah. No, we were not.
I don't know if we ever praised Neil.
I mean, you did when we traded for Robert Covington.
Oh, that's a good point. Neil Olshey, I love you. I love you, Neil Olshey.
Yeah, so I don't know. I guess we don't really need that star next year. We don't need that guy. We don't need, but it's just better to like, I don't know, have a
get
vision.
I mean,
trade gives that to you instantly. I guess that trade
more,
player can develop, but drafting,
more
you're not
going to, if we're going to have a star on the team next year, it's the odds of it being this pick is very low. Like if we're ever going to have a star on this team in the next 5 years, it's probably someone on the roster. And that's where it's like, that's like a Chauncey job more than a Joe job to get
right,
it out.
I
want to
ask you guys a question because you guys are definitely more into the college prospects than me. Like how big would it be to jump from 10, but we're just like 4 or 3 compared to 1? Like obviously let's say we don't get 1, but we're not in that 10 spot. We're in that like middle-ish ground. Like where, yeah. Give me some perspective.
I think I love VJ Edgecombe. I'd love to have him. But he'll go like 3 or 4 probably. I mean,
I don't really want like the way it is, Cody. It's Coop is obviously number one. There's 2 Rutgers guys, a point guard that obviously we won't take. He's like 6'2", and then there's a 6'10" small forward.
Ace,
who's
baby.
Very like, he kind of gives me like Jabari Smith Jr. vibes. Like he's very like kind of
lefty,
ugly handle. Can hit tough shots. I personally like of course, if he's there, like, and we drafted him, I'd be like, that's an insane talent to have on the team, and he could be the guy who's the star. But like, I don't really want him, honestly, because I feel like he's a little ball stoppy, and especially two of the guys in the top five are from Rutgers, and the team didn't even make the tournament. Like, we've seen that too many times with the guys like Ben Simmons, and there's another one I can't think of them right. Markel Fultz, like
Cade.
Okay, so the vibe I'm getting is
make tournament.
If we jump from 10 but don't get one, we'll take it, but it's like not going to help us that much more than if we just
If we jump from 10, it's top 4.
I think if we jump from 10 to say 3, our reaction wouldn't be as like excited. Like, I think a guy like Scoot, when we had the opportunity to draft / trade him, like, that was more exciting and a bigger deal.
Because we were expecting that pick to be traded. That's why.
Do you realize how fun that was, man? Jeez, dude. I really wish, like, I... Of course, I wish we traded it.
You guys were streaming. You guys were streaming that when we were getting the pick. And I was watching the stream, and I was so hype. And then I just see a text from you guys, because you were ahead, and it's just like, we got 3, and I just...
Dude. Yeah, if we had gotten Wimby, like... Dude, okay, but I will say this. So there's... people probably that listen to us probably listen to this guy too, or possibly, but the Bill Simmons podcast, like one of the more popular podcasts out there, he just like NBA, NFL. He said, if Portland gets Cooper Flagg, over under 3.5 championships for Scoot and Flagg.
Oh my God.
He's a big Scoot fan. But it's funny because he always jokes about how he's like, you know, I've got a lot of stock on Scoot Island, but, you know, it was getting real, real bad there early in the in the year. But at least he's shown signs of life.
I mean,
but he really wants Coop in Portland.
It just kind of felt like I just think we botched how we handled this year. Like, it felt like we were getting talent. We got Klingon, we got Shaden and Scoot, Kamara and Denny, and it's like, we need a two-way four who can do everything and be our star. Cooper Flagg. And then we said, no, yeah, let's freaking play Jeremy Grant 43 freaking minutes a game and have Anthony Simons take threes and win his ball. Like, come on, Joe.
I will say, like,
Joe, we believe you. We think you have a good team. You don't need to prove it to us by playing your veterans all the time.
Like, I do think that it's like,
It was set up so well for Flagg.
We'd switched. Realistically, the highest chance we had once we, if you're saying we should have like tanked the whole year, then yeah, I can agree with that. But I do think that what we did this year was valuable for the future. But by the end of the year, if we said we wanted to pull the plug on the plan, we could have got up to a 6% chance.
Okay. How many times they've gone to this lottery system has someone jumped a lot? The Pelicans did it. The Hawks did it.
I think a lot.
Like, the Hawks, you got to feel for the Hawks, man. They used all their luck on Risache.
Yeah.
So Pelicans did it with Zion, right?
Yeah, I don't. Spurs might have jumped a little. I think everyone kind of jumps.
Like, when Ant went first, I think the T-Wolves were top 4 probably.
Yeah, I don't know the last time the worst team in the league actually got the first pick.
It is kind of stupid how, like, your franchise is set up based on freaking ping pong balls, man.
It's really stupid, in my opinion.
Like, look at the Spurs. Like, now they're just going to contend for the next 15 years because they just look at the Spurs get Wimby, they get Tim Duncan, they get David Robinson. It's so Mickey, dude. Yeah.
I think it's pretty dumb.
Like, that's why I'm saying Portland's due. And, like... Like, we're a city that they would be okay with, like, Cooper in Portland. Like, I know he's New Balance, so I'm not going to go the Nike route. Like, hey guys, LeBron's coming to Portland. Nike, right? Like, I'm not going to use the Nike connection, but Portland only, like, great fans, great arena, good infrastructure.
Great
basketball
city.
Basketball-crazed city. Like, it's the only pro sport there. What?
I said great city.
Said great city.
Eyebrow raise.
No, I mean,
it's gotten better.
But I wouldn't go that far, but like storied history, like probably pretty storied history for a small market, I would say. And like, we have young, exciting talent.
I think that's what it is the most. It's like, Coop's not going to go get stuck in purgatory.
Like, okay, like I could see him going to Utah just because like Utah's the whitest city ever and Coop's just a white boy. And he's, I don't know, like, you know, he'll probably become a Mormon or something.
No. Mm-hmm.
Before we get kind of deeper into the talk and slowly wrap this up, I do want to say this podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Of course, if you're listening this far and you listen to the last podcast, you know that we've been sponsored by Underdog Fantasy for a little over a month now, and you can use code RCR when signing up to get up to $1,000 in bonus credit and a free pick. You just take higher or lower on different player projections. You know, you can't take higher on Scoot right now or Shaden, but you can take higher on guys like Anthony Edwards, Jalen Brunson, Jason Tatum. Probably don't want to take the higher on Jason Tatum, though, if I'm being honest.
Ouch.
But make sure to click the link in the bio or just go download Underdog Fantasy and use code RCR to get in on the action. And follow our Instagram, Rip City Rundown, and RCR.trivia to see our picks every once in a while throughout the week. Let's get back into it. Let's talk about Blazers get, say, the third or fourth pick. Is there a world where you're like, I kind of would be fine trading that pick? I'd be fine trading back.
It's not going to happen. Absolutely.
I'm ready for
it. Why are we talking about the Blazers?
Why are we talking about the Blazers making trades? Like, come on. I was thinking, though, like, the number one pick is not, like, automatic success, you know? Like, okay, the ones that panned out, Edwards, Paolo, Cade, like, if you hit on your number one pick, you're going to be in the playoffs and you're going to be a good team. Like, I know the hot. We'll see what happens with Resaw Shades early there.
Think
but
about Zion, though. Like, Ayton, Markel Fultz,
Ben Simmons, freaking Wiggins, even Cat to an extent. Like,
literally, though. Like, one pick
you,
hasn't
you probably
hit,
have to
really.
Go back at
Anthony
at
Bennett.
Before Ant Edwards in 2020, you probably have
Anthony
to go to
Davis.
Kyrie.
Anthony Davis in 2012. Oh, even they didn't have success, but they didn't have success with the Pelicans, though.
But
he was elite.
I mean, they just completely just cleaned out Portland.
Anthony Davis was a hit for sure. So
yeah, but like you go Anthony Bennett, not a hit at all. Big miss, like opposite of a hit. Andrew Wiggins, not a hit. Ben Simmons, not a
Cat
hit. Even
is
though
like borderline.
Even though I think Ben Simmons is less of a bust than DeAndre Ayton, I'll stand on that take. Cat's a hit.
Yeah, Markel, no, Cat wants it to be a hit.
Markel, big miss. and that's it. That's all I got. An Aiden miss.
So basically, guys, if we don't get the first overall pick, don't cry. It's going to be okay.
Essentially.
And I'm just going to warn you. I'm just going to go ahead and let the audience know we will not be streaming Monday night. If we had the fourth odds, maybe we would be streaming. But you might see an Instagram live stream. So be on the lookout for that. You won't be seeing the YouTube live stream. That takes a lot of bells and whistles, and I don't know if it'll be worth it to get the 10th pick. Final thing, Cody, because I don't think I've asked you yet. I know I asked West next season. Let's say we get the 10th pick and the roster's mostly the same, which I think
realistic.
It's pretty somewhat fair. Realistic.
You don't think we're gonna like trade someone in the summer? You gotta think.
Let's just say we maybe trade one of like an Ant, an Ayton, a
Jeremy.
Jeremy. One of those three. That has to happen. That has to happen.
Ant's going to Orlando.
Anyway, what is success versus failure look like to you? Like, are you like, I'd like to see a plan?
Yep. Spicy question. What do I think? A successful next season, assuming we get 10, I would want to see solid development from our rookie for whoever that is, regardless of the record. But speaking of the record, yeah, I think our team is getting to a point where we're experienced enough. This is Scoot's going to be third year. This is going to be Shaden's fourth year. This is going to be Klingon's second year. I think we're at a time where, like, and if our rookie's good, like, we got to go for it and make the plan. Let's get some winning basketball up in here. The West next year, it's going to be hard to predict how strong it will be, because you guys gotta think, like, if we were in the East, we would have literally made the play-in this year. And yeah. I don't know, our team's athletic, like, we could have actually made the playoffs. So yeah, I don't know, I think we gotta make the play-in. That's a realistic goal. Getting above a 6 seed, obviously I'm not gonna expect that at all, but give me a play-in spot, that would be success. And a failure would just be not making it, and other things like injuries. Even if we made the plan, but our rookie was Buns, I'd probably say that's a failure, honestly. Like, I really just want to see a lot of development, not a little, a lot. So give me the play-in. Eight seed.
I don't know. I think it's got to be play-in too. I was just thinking in my head, like, who is going to be, like, bad in the West next year? Like, Sacramento probably won't be that good.
Utah will still be bad.
Utah will probably still be poor. Phoenix is probably, like, they're going to make a move.
They could blow it up.
Phoenix could be the worst team in the West this next season.
Yeah. Memphis is interesting just because, like, new coach. I don't know what they're going to do with Jaw. I've heard rumors that, like, Triple J could be available. And then I was like, well, if can't get Coop, I'll take me a JJJ.
And it's New Orleans, and that's it.
Yeah, but New Orleans still has talent.
Yeah, but like a team
like the Spurs are going to be good.
Mavericks are going to be good.
Thunder.
Everyone
be good.
That's in the playoffs are going to be good.
Nuggets, Lakers.
But, you know, one of the top teams will be pull a Phoenix this year and just absolutely be trash. So
true.
Always got to bank on at least one of those, maybe even two of those teams doing that next season.
I mean, I do think a big part of next season, it's getting annoying talking about it, but you have to because it's part of the process. It's like, Scott, I got to see another step from Scoot. Got to see another step from Shaden. Like, these are the players we drafted, and we're not a free agent destination. And if you make a trade at this point, like, it's got to be a good one, or you're just resetting your whole timeline. So if you're not going to, like, commit to building through the draft or, like, commit to finding your star in the draft, then you were banking on our player development. And in fairness to Joe, I guess he did that and we overachieved. So I guess that's a credit to him. Like, we have a better team than we thought. But it's like, what's this team ceiling without, like, a Cooper Flag, right? Like, is it 40 wins? Is it a 7 seed? Like, is that our goal? So
the ceiling could be higher, but yeah,
it could be like, yeah. I mean, it's better than people think.
No, this is the West is extremely, extremely hot take. But like, I don't know, man. Denny this season, God, I really think it's so hot. But I genuinely think like he has a chance to be that guy. Like, I'm not gonna lie, just a slim chance. Like, his just attitude, his tools. His mentality, his skill set. I just think that.
All right.
Honestly,
I'll ask you guys right now. Will Denny make an all-star appearance in his career?
I mean, odds, no. But like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I think he could. Like, that's
like,
how.
Okay. Sorry. If we were a good, like, if we were
25, bro. He's 25.
If we were a borderline playoff team next year, like we're a 6-9 seed or something like that, and Denny's our best player, would he make the all-star game?
I think it's like he'd have to be like
he'd be an injured reserve.
He'd be like a 28-6 guy.
No chance.
I don't think Denny has the top end scoring ability.
But if he goes like 20, if he became our first option and was like a 23-7-7,
that's a crazy stat line. But like, I love it.
Oh man, Denny.
We always overhype it too. He's probably gonna go like 15-6.
Yeah.
I mean. We can hope. I love Denny. That's all I'll say. So
yeah, Denny has been fun to watch.
Speaking of like hot takes, we got to maybe after the lottery, maybe even after draft, we got to do our yearly when we're in Montana our hot takes pod. Because I remember Cash's was we're gonna have 4 All Stars. I mean, are you serious?
I remember it was the Blazers are gonna win the finals and Dame will not be Finals MVP. It will be Anfernee.
Like, what? So bad.
Yusuf Nurkic will make the Hall of Fame. I'm kidding. That was not one.
Oh, my gosh.
There were a couple that came true. Like, Anthony Simons will be better than Jordan Poole. I could say that's true.
That came true.
Gosh, what were some other ones, man? Jabari Walker will be the steal of the draft. I mean, it looked good in Summer League.
The steal of the draft, please.
Oh, I wish I had this pulled up right now, but
yeah.
I think that's all I got. Lottery is Monday night.
Let's go.
Big night. I mean, it's the biggest night of the offseason for the Blazers up until the actual draft day. So, I mean, if you're a Blazers fan, I expect you to be glued.
Okay. I want number one. Like, I'll put it right here in stone. I'll write it in stone. I want the number one pick. All right. I want the number one pick. But there is something fun about picking like later where you don't know who like you're going to take. You can talk about it.
Yeah. I'd rather have no fun and no personally.
I 100% agree with you.
But I hear your sentiment. So make sure to follow us on Instagram, rip.city.rundown, and rcr.trivia for all of our NBA trivia content throughout the weeks. Make sure to go sign up on Underdog using code RCR. The link's in the description. And we'll see you guys for a podcast, hopefully celebrating the top four pick, hopefully number one pick, Monday night. We'll see you guys then. Peace.